Mark O'Connell has written a well-documented biography about the father of modern UFO theory, Dr. J. Allen Hynek. Mark, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be with you.
You must have felt like you won the lottery when you started looking through Dr. Hynek's files at the Center for UFO Studies. Tell us about that day.
That's a really good description. It did feel like I won the lottery. And one of my favorite stories of that part of the development of the book is how I discovered this file folder labeled Spielberg. And of course, I went directly to that. And it was one of the thinnest file folders in Dr. Hynek's records. But it was also one of the most fascinating because it contained copies of a correspondence between Dr. Hynek and filmmaker Steven Spielberg from the mid-1970s discussing Spielberg's movie, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Hynek had coined that term and had talked about it at length in a book he had published in 1972. And he found out basically through secondhand sources that there was this movie director in Hollywood who was using his title for his movie. So I find this really kind of charming and awkward and embarrassing correspondence between Dr. Hynek and Steven Spielberg, in which they sort of come to terms with the fact that this was actually Hynek's property and Mr. Spielberg never asked for permission to use it. But they worked things out, they ironed out all their issues, and they became good friends from what I can tell. And Hynek ended up serving as technical advisor on the movie and spent a couple days on set and actually had a 6-second long cameo appearance at the climax of the movie.
Steven Spielberg is one of the Ohio connections that Dr. Hynek had because Spielberg was born in Cincinnati. The other two connections to Ohio is his work at Ohio State University and Ohio Wesleyan and Project Blue Book at Wright-Patt. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, that's kind of the heart of the whole story, is the fact that Hynek just happened to be teaching at these two universities, basically just down the road from Wright-Patterson. And that's where the Air Force's UFO research work was taking place. It had been stationed at Wright-Patterson. And when the Air Force researchers decided that they needed a serious scientist to sort of back them up on their UFO research, they went to Dr. Hynek at the Ohio State University in Ohio Wesleyan. Hynek just happened to have worked on high security projects during World War II. So not only was he nearby, but he already had high security clearance to work on government projects. So he was kind of a perfect candidate. So he would drive from school to Wright-Patterson once or twice a month, sit down at a desk, and the Air Force would give him a stack of new UFO reports. And he would go through the reports and identify any that were obvious to him to be mistaken identifications of astronomical objects. So that was how he got his feet wet in the UFO business.
He was a great astronomer, loved the telescope. Can you talk about his background with science?
Sure. He developed an interest in the stellar spectra when he was doing his graduate work at the Yerkes Observatory in southern Wisconsin. He was really fascinated with studying the light emitted from stars and analyzing the light to discover its temperature, its chemical composition. And he became pretty famous for his work in that regard. He was also very interested in studying how stars twinkle, which it's always one of my favorite things to say about his work, because it's a fun thing for him to research. The Air Force actually hired him to conduct several studies into how stars twinkle, because this was valuable to anybody who needed to make astronomical observations, anybody who needed to guide themselves by the stars, anybody who needed to be on the lookout for foreign objects in the sky. You needed to know how to tell a twinkling star from something that wasn't a twinkling star. So that was the work that Hynek had done prior to his UFO involvement that actually kind of became key to his UFO work, because UFO research all comes down to identifying strange lights in the sky.
And you also talk a lot about how his views on UFOs changed over his career.
Yeah, that's really the big story of his life and his work, and that's the heart of the book, is that he went through this very long and sometimes agonizing transformation from a debunker, a skeptic, to a true believer. And it was a difficult path to take, because he lost a lot of credibility among his scientific colleagues, but he also lost a lot of credibility among his UFO enthusiast fan base because he continued to work with the Air Force, and they, a lot of UFO fans consider the government to be very deceitful and almost traitorous when it comes to, you know, revealing what they know about UFOs. So Hynek kind of walked this narrow line between the Air Force and the government on the one hand and the American public on the other hand. And he wasn't always very well liked or very well respected, but he was the kind of person who didn't care, really. It didn't really affect his thinking. He was a scientist through and through, and he only looked at the facts and he only went where the facts led him.
Speaking of which, I read the book about what happened in 1961 to Barney and Betty Hill. Can you share their story and what Dr. Hynek's interviews with them revealed?
That's a very fascinating case. Yeah, Barney and Betty Hill were a man and wife who had been in Canada for their honeymoon, and they were driving back home to New Hampshire, and they're driving through the mountains of New Hampshire, and they're driving overnight, by the way, on a deserted highway. And they keep seeing this light in the sky that seems to be moving around and maybe even following them. Well, in time, they pull over, and this thing gets closer and closer, and eventually they realize that it is some sort of craft that has windows, and there are people inside looking at them. Well, they drive away as fast as they can, and then there's suddenly this missing 2 hours from their drive home. And it took them a couple of years to realize that there was this missing time thing going on with their experience that night. They ended up undergoing time regression hypnosis and both independently recalled having been abducted by aliens, taken aboard a strange craft, examined medically, and then returned to their car. And that is apparently what took place during those 2 hours. It's a very famous case, partly because there was a very good book written about it. I think that's the book you're referring to, The Interrupted Journey. And also because they were very credible witnesses. They never gave anyone any reason to believe that they were lying or that they were stretching the truth in any way. There was a lot of circumstantial evidence that supported their story. And the simple fact that under hypnosis, separately, they recalled exactly the same things that happened and very strange things outside the normal course of human experience really argued for the veracity of their account. So a couple of years after this all happens, Hynek actually gets a chance to interview both of the Hills while they're under hypnosis. And he comes away extremely impressed with the both of them, especially Barney Hill, because during hypnosis, they tried to get Barney to relive the experience of being taken aboard this craft. And Barney just panicked. He just did not want to go back there, even under hypnosis. And Hynek found that particular fact extremely convincing. He just said, there is no way anyone could fake that kind of terror.
Well, thanks for writing this book. It's a great read.
You're very welcome. I really enjoyed talking with you.
I've been speaking with Mark O'Connell about his book, The Close Encounters Man, How One Man Made the World Believe in UFOs, and it's about Dr. J. Allen Hynek. You'll find a link to this book at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.